This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's make things really awkward here while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. So I have a recent poll where we're going to rank awkward situations on a scale 1 to 10. I'll read out the situation, then you tell me on a scale 1 to 10, how awkward, how uncomfortable does that make you? How weird is that for a situation for you to be in? 10 being the most awkward, most uncomfortable, I'm sweating, I'm freaking out. 1 is, not that big of a deal. Like you're watching a movie with your parents and a sex scene pops on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward do you think that is? Do you think that's super awkward, 10, or not a big deal? Hannah, go ahead and reveal yours.
I said a 6. So my mom and I are super close, talk every day. But when it comes to sexual stuff, like, we don't talk about that. So I'd be like, I'd probably like go on TikTok or something while that was happening.
I'd go on TikTok. Right. So you'd look away, yep. Kevin?
I gave it an 8.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Especially the in-laws. You know?
Oh, really?
I don't want to know how I was made. So I'm fine.
I'm the opposite. I gave it a 2. 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 3.
Really?
Oh, wow. I don't really care that much.
Yeah, I went with a 4. My mom took me to see The Black Swan years ago.
Oh, we all know The Black Swan
scene. It got weird, but you know, it was
that
one
is a little bit more uncomfortable. That one's pretty intense, actually. How about this? On an awkward scale, 1 to 10, clogging the toilet, like at someone else's house, and you can't find a plunger.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have to come out and then go, hey, I...
10. 10.
I put a 10, too. I don't know why. Everyone goes to the bathroom, but I would be so awkward. That would make
me... I said, like, 8.
8?
I go with 7.
Kevin's the opposite.
I'm a 1, and here's why.
What? Kevin!
You can always use your hand. You can always wash your hands.
Nah, that's
what I do. I know it's sick.
That's what I do.
Here's the thing.
What do you mean, that's what I do?
Here's why. Sometimes when you use the plunger, it's already too full. So you're putting that plunger in, all you're doing is getting toilet water or everything.
Not if you're slow with it.
No.
What are you doing, Kevin?
I'm pretty good. If that water, you've got a millimeter to give, dude. Yes, several times.
You've never clogged a toilet? No.
That's impressive.
Wow.
I don't know who's more in the wrong here.
It's actually funny you say that, because when Annie first moved in, when you're a guy, you clog the toilet every once in a while. It's what happens.
Oh, my God.
And she's like,
your toilets in this house are terrible. Like, you need to get them replaced. Like, what's going on? Like, I've grown up, never clogged the toilet, and I'm like, I guarantee your toilet was clogged all the time growing up. Like, you just never knew your dad would take care of it.
Yeah.
So she called her dad, and she's like, is this a thing? And he's like, well, yeah, duh. So, like, the whole time, it was like she just thought I had bad toilets. But this is a thing guys go through.
Oh, my God. I think it's so funny that... Kevin's
like the guy in Dumb and Dumber. Like,
yes,
that's literally
what
that is. I'm using
my hand. That's crazy.
Let's do one more. You're gossiping about someone over text, and then you realize you text them.
Nah, I've done that like 10 times. I'm going to say a 4. You get over it.
I did a 6.
I said a 10 because there is no way to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just have to take it.
I went 9.
I gave it a 6. I mean,
from experience, it's really not that
especially
bad.
Especially if you throw their name in there, though. It's kinda,
yeah.
All right.
Can't backtrack.
Let's do some more awkward situations that have us walking in on people, involve money. Things will get real awkward right after Post Malone on Y98 St. Louis. And we learned some plunger techniques. Man, we're learning a lot about each other right now in these awkward situations. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So I will read an awkward scenario and then we'll rank them. How awkward we think they are, how uncomfortable they make us, how nervous do they make us on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the most uncomfortable, 1 being, no big deal at all. Let's do one that I think will surprise people. Hearing a recording of your own voice. We have to hear, we talk on the radio on a regular basis, but when you have to hear a recording of your own voice, usually it's awkward for people. I put it at a 7.
What? Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
I put it at a 1.
Me
and
too.
I'm proud to put Same. That as a 1
yeah.
because that's something that I have had to work on for a long time, like being in radio.
Yep.
At first, I would like literally make me gouge my eyes out to hear my own voice, but now I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm still at the gouging my own eyes out.
Well, you're a 10.
10. I hate it.
I think I have the most annoying voice. I hate hearing myself on the radio. I always think, man, people probably hate hearing me talk. And so many people have said that, like, I have the most annoying voice. So I don't know how I'm doing a radio show for a living. But it does. It makes me anxious. And
with 1. Hannah, you do have to get used to
it.
It takes a while,
right.
But mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah, once you're there, you're there.
All right, it's interesting. Okay, how about this? Walking in on someone in the bathroom, where you like open up the door as an accident.
I'm gonna say this as an 8 for me. This happened at work one time, and
who'd you walk in on? You walked in on someone.
I walked in on someone in a vulnerable state. It was really bad, and I really don't like to talk about it. And this also happened to me like a couple weeks ago at the City game too.
Do you?
I'm
that
always
person,
the one walking in.
Do you and that person?
So
like,
you're never knocking.
Yeah, no. What do you do? Yeah, why are you walking?
I don't know. I guess I'm just barging in.
Well, all right. I put it as a 2. I don't think it's that
really,
big of a deal.
Like,
I'm just like, well, sorry, my bad. And you just
I feel like it's
your
different
life.
For guys.
I got it as a 10. I accidentally walked in on AB, and I still feel terrible.
Oh, my God. I forgot
about
it.
He's like, I still think about it every day.
I do.
So if you haven't heard
that.
This story before, we were changing for a photo shoot, and AB was naked, and Kevin walked in. Naked?
In the men's room, and no,
you
she was not
going
naked.
Going to the bathroom. You were just naked.
I know, but she. I just feel terrible.
One
I violated her space.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. What did you put it as?
I said 7.
So she doesn't like that you did that either. That's what we just learned.
That's what we discovered.
I went with a 5. I don't think it's like, I think it's, you know.
It's in the middle.
It's a lot of variables.
It depends who it is and if they're really awkward
about it. Yeah, and really
it.
What they're
right.
doing.
Like Kevin?
Yep.
Like Kevin was real awkward about
right.
it?
Right.
I think, okay, and then this one is a tough one too. Asking someone for money because they haven't paid you back.
Ooh.
Ooh.
10.
10. Oh,
yeah, anything with money.
I always hate that. It's the most uncomfortable feeling. Like, hey, I don't care if it's like a dollar. Like, you still owe me that buck. Like, what?
I said 5. They owe you the money.
I'm going to ask AB to do
you could do a Venmo request and make it a little less awkward.
You hit a very, very,
holy cow.
Oh, this is about to get deep.
You hit a spot right
now for me. Are you going to ask someone for money over the radio?
Well,
like, hey,
I mean,
Chuck.
Hey, I'm collecting money for my bachelor party and have several people that still have not paid me.
Wow.
So over the last maybe month, I have become very okay if you owe me money, pay me my money.
That's about to be me real soon.
Yeah. For real. If you owe somebody money, pay them. Pay them right away.
You hear that, Steve?
Steve?
Damn.
That silence was...
Foot is down.
Wow.
Pay that man his money.
God.